Thank you all so much for joining me once again for another episode of Authentically Arletta's podcast. Last week on Thursday, we talked about drawing the line and owning it in your life. So in other words, we're setting boundaries and we're not allowing for people to cross those boundaries. So when we set different boundaries in place, we're owning it by not going back on what we promised ourselves and also holding others accountable when they cross those lines. This week, I wanted to talk about a power shift and changing the definition that others add to you. So my question is, are you tired of other people giving a falsified definition of who you really are? Well, go ahead and get beyond tired, and so much so that you do something to change it. There's no one around you that is qualified to define you. Let's just start right there. Not individuals, not past failures, not even your successes have the ability to define you. Today, however, I want to focus on folks, people, those that are connected closely to us and some of those that aren't connected to us but still feel they have the liberty to define us. You see, when you constantly give others permission to articulate the true definition of who you are, then you can't get upset or mad when that definition doesn't suit you. Only you possess the proper value and insight to determine your definition. And you see, the quicker we can choose to get over the opinions of others, the better off we'll all be. Have you ever engaged in a conversation where you have given that person power in that moment to define you? So whatever they had coming out of their mouth in words built to basically tear you down and define you or box you into something that you know that you aren't, in that moment there was a power shift and you handed that person the keys to give a definition of who you are, but only you possess that power. So if you've ever faced off with a moment like that, I want to know, how often have you believed their report? How many times have people had derogatory things to say about you and you took them at their word? You believed the report they gave in regards to you, even though you know it wasn't, it went against what was deep within you, your particular truth, the truth that lies within. You know that what they were saying was going against that truth, but you still relinquished your power. And before you knew it, their opinion of you made even a believer out of you. And now it's impacting every area of productivity in your life. So every area that you want to see prosper, every area in your life that you want to see change take place, the words that another has chosen to define you by is now impacting those areas. So the only way to get beyond this is to take back your power. You've got to take your power back. This can be accomplished real easily. All you have to do is disregard opinions from other people, especially those opinions that are not edifying. I'm not saying that you don't need to consider what your psychiatrist may be saying, what your pastor may be saying, what your mom may be saying, your dad may be saying, those that are your siblings may be saying that love and care for you, that are honestly giving you an opinion to try to help you, but they don't hold you to it. And because they love you so much, they're not going to say anything that's going to be diminishing for you, but they're going to build you up. You have to take your power back by defining yourself and then etching it in stone. It's not enough just to say the words. You have to believe it and you have to self-affirm those words. So then it comes into question, what exactly are you saying to yourself? You can't leave the option for other people to define you, which they have no problem doing that, in that space if you don't occupy it. So if you haven't taken the liberty to say who you are and put that within that space of definition, so when people think of you, they have this sense of who you are, what you represent, and it is the effect that you want to see come to play, not the opinion that someone else has given. Truth is at the end of the day, we need to stop worrying about what other people think of us. It's too much energy, too much time wasted, and it's time for you to refocus and reshift that power. Take your power back. The truth is that worrying about what other people think of you needs to be flipped. You need to flip that script. And that script needs to say, what do I say of me? What do you say of you? How are you defining you? And stop leaving that responsibility up for grabs for others. I'd like to thank you all so much for listening. Once again, please do share and like my podcast link. And also follow me on other social sites. You can find me at authenticallyarletta.com, where you can contact me directly. You can also go to several other social sites, such as YouTube, such as Facebook, as well as Instagram. And you will find all of those titled Authentically Arletta. And don't worry about when's the next time you'll be hearing from me, because that's going to be real soon. You can catch me here every week Thursday with an episode just for you. So please do tune in as I teach others how to exist on purpose. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll be talking soon.